Oh, snap! It's another Snap review from the Family Gamers.
Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble.
There's your Shakespeare for the day.
But this is not a Shakespeare class.
It's a Snap review.
For Potions Class, published by Buttonshy Games.
Created by Owen Wolkosh. Potions Class is a two-player game, lasts 15 minutes, and it's for ages 6+. It is a game where you are racing against your opponent to try to create 3 potions faster than them.
Potions Class has a unusual order of play. On your turn, you draw 3 cards from the deck, 1 at a time. Of those 3, you must give 1 to your opponent, 1 to yourself, and play 1 on the potions that are currently available to be made.
So every potion that is laid out in the center of the table has 3 elements that are required to create it. And the cards that you're drawing are individual element cards. So, for example, there could be a potion of terrain out on the table, which requires 3 earth elements. On each turn, I'm going to draw 3 cards. I'm going to give 1 to you, I'm going to take 1, and I'm going to play 1 onto a potion. Whoever completes a potion by playing the 3rd card on that potion finishes it and gets to take it onto their side, almost like a trophy, and the first 1 to 3 of these wins. And so there's a lot of strategy around figuring out when you want to put something into the middle or not. Now, before you draw your cards and determine where you want to put them, anything that's in your private reserve, those are the ones that you've given to yourself, you can put on the potion cards. And so, depending on how much you're paying attention to the cards that have gone into the stack, because this is a Buttonshy game and there's only 18 cards, you may be able to predict what you think is going to come out, play some cards from your private reserve onto some potions, draw some cards, play them, and create those potions.
We didn't mention that you can also intentionally play incorrect elements onto a potion to explode it and temporarily take it out of play.
And that plays exactly into that strategy that I was talking about, because if you think you might know what's coming, or you look at your opponent's private reserve and you know they're going to be able to complete something, you can destroy that potion on purpose, so they can't make it.
And that's really where the strategy of the game comes in, is balancing out what can I make, what can my opponent make, and can I stop them while also progressing towards the potions that I want to make.
So let's talk strategy a little bit and what we thought of the game. The first time I played this, I was thinking in a very constructive mindset, and so I wasn't really thinking about destroying potions on purpose, and the game felt almost like I knew what was coming before it happened. It seemed like whoever went first had a distinct advantage, and it was going to be very hard to compete with that.
But then once we really got into the habit of looking ahead enough to mitigate that advantage by destroying potions on purpose, we had a lot more back and forth. Until someone eventually gets backed into a corner and the other person can no longer be stopped.
And just like playing the wrong element onto a potion will destroy it, if someone's private reserve has more than 3 cards in it, that gets wiped as well. And so with all of these different ways of basically being a destructive force in the game, it really does balance it out, except it still feels a little bit to me like at some point you kind of get backed into a corner and you can see the end coming.
We think the main reason for that is just because there are so few cards here. There are 6 potion cards, which are double-sided. So in theory, you could have different combinations come up, but really there's only 6 potion cards available. And there's only 12 element cards available. 4 of fire, 4 of earth, and 4 of water.
We love the Buttonshy format. There's a lot of really just ingenious things that Buttonshy does with decks of 18 cards. But in this case, it's just a little bit too limiting, I think.
The strategy behind the game is sound, but if you have 3 cards in your reserve and your opponent has 3 cards in their reserve and there are 3 cards currently played out onto the potions on the table, you know exactly what 3 cards are left in the draw pile. And that's where it really falls down a little bit as a game.
Yeah, basically, if the game had half again the elements, I think we would feel a little bit differently about it. But it just felt a little bit too limiting. There's just other games that I think, because they're not playing by the same rules, basically, have enough variety in it where this one felt a little bit flat for us.
That said, the suggested age range on this game is 6+. I think that's exactly right. Technically, you don't even need to be able to read to play this game, although it helps a little. And much like checkers, it's a game that a kid can pick up and play at a moderate level, not at a high strategy level. almost right away.
I would almost say that you can use the element cards to teach a little bit of reading, because they're single word cards.
Mm-hmm.
It is clear that the fire card is fire. It is clear that the water card is water. And so beginning readers could almost use some of that. I mean, you're not going to use it as an educational opportunity, but it's certainly something where they could look at it and say, oh, okay, I know what that word is.
There aren't too many words on the cards. Sure.
There's a lot here in the mechanics that we appreciate, and the simplicity and the art design is good. We like that wallet format that Button Shy offers to us, but it did fall a little bit flat because the card count wasn't quite as high as we would have liked. So I think we're going to go with 2.5 beakers out of 5 for Potions Class.
Sounds about right to me. I'd recommend it as a good restaurant game for kid dates. You know, one parent, one kid.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
And that's Potions Class.
It
in a snap.
Bad.